He didn't want to come out, but he knew he couldn't stay in there all day. Eileen always said that when he locked himself in, he was only making it worse, giving the other children another reason to make fun of him. And it was hot, and it stank. But then outhouses were supposed to stink. Herman bit his lip as someone knocked at the door. He'd locked the latch, but what if it was Bill Tyler? That boy told everyone about how he used to break into homes back in Philadelphia. He even claimed to have picked the lock on Brother Francis's door once, though Herman suspected that story was just bragging. "Herman?" called a girl's voice from the other side of the door. "You okay in there?" Herman breathed a sigh of relief. Not a pleasant thing to do, considering the generally poor quality of the air in there. It was only Eileen. "I'm okay," answered Herman. "You gonna be much longer?" she asked. "I gotta go." "There's more than one outhouse," said Herman. Eileen knew that. She was just trying to get Herman to come out without saying she wanted him to come out. Silence. Herman started to worry that she'd gone, that she'd gotten so frustrated with him this time that she'd finally given up. She wouldn't have been the first. "Eileen?" he whispered against the slats of the door. "Herman, why don't you just come out?" She was still there. That was good, though he still wasn't about to come out. "So this is where you've been hiding," said Eileen. "You could at least find some place that isn't so darn smelly." He still didn't say anything. "Herman, that was supposed to be a joke." "I know what jokes are." "Then you know it's polite to laugh when someone makes one, even if it's not very funny?" "Ha ha," said Herman. "Thank you," answered Eileen. "Now will you please open the door and tell me what happened?" "It was that Jake Talbot," said Herman. "He's a bully." "I heard you two had trouble." "He chased me through the yard with a hickory switch. Everyone laughed." Another silence. "Herman, some of the other children are saying that you started it. They're saying that you put cayenne powder in his porridge."
"I didn't."
"Well, somebody did. I saw the blisters on his tongue."
"It wasn't me," said Herman. "Swear it wasn't."
Eileen didn't answer right away, and Herman wondered what was going on in her head. Did she believe him? Lying came easily. It was something he did well, maybe the only thing. The trick, he discovered, was that to make other people believe you, you had to believe in the lie yourself. If you could fool yourself, you could fool anybody. And at that moment, Herman willed himself to believe that he hadn't snatched a bag of cayenne powder from Brother Leo's herb cabinet and poured at least half of it into Jake Talbot's morning porridge. And he willed himself to believe that he hadn't done all this because he'd seen Jake Talbot and Eileen holding hands last night after supper. As he often did when things got bad, Herman found himself a lie that was better than the truth.
"Okay then, Herman," said Eileen. "If you swear you didn't do it, I believe you. And I'll tell Jake Talbot that it wasn't you and to leave you alone. If he doesn't, he'll answer to me."
Herman grinned as he undid the latch on the outhouse door. His eyes took a moment to adjust to the glare of daylight. Standing there with the sun silhouetted around her like a halo, Eileen looked as bright as the sun herself. He stared at her until he had spots in his eyes.